Welcome, welcome, welcome to It's a God Idea Kingdom Talk 101. Yes, family, we have moved over to YouTube tonight. This is our season 4, episode 10, actually, I'm sorry, on the 15th. And we are so excited to be here, and we're so excited to broadcast live tonight. And tonight we have a topic, though, that is going to be one that's very, very controversial. It's going to maybe step on some toes, but just know that we're doing it in love. We don't want to step on toes. We're not here to cause strife or anything like that, but we are here to bring forth the word of God according to God, right? My opinion doesn't matter. Your opinion doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is the word of God. Okay, so tonight's topic is, I am separated but wanting to date. What does the Bible say? Is it okay if I do that? Let me just give you a little context. I heard this topic come on the radio around Valentine's Day, and there was a person that wrote in to a very popular nationally syndicated radio show, and I was very interested and intrigued to hear what the host was going to say. So the question was, hey, you know, me and my husband, we've been separated for 18 months now. And, you know, Valentine's Day is upon us. And I really wanted to go out on a date and just feel special again, be romanced again. And so I decided to go on a date, but my husband, whom I'm separated from, found out, and he was really upset, and it really, really hurt my feelings. And so the host, and this time I'm like, wow, okay, so let me see what the host is going to say about this. What kind of advice will he give this woman? And so what he said was, you know, sis, we really understand where you're coming from, and we want to really pray for your husband, you know, that he wouldn't be upset. And we want you to know that God does not want you to be in bondage to someone like that. You know, we understand that you're human and that you want to go out and date and everything. And God understands that. And that's the part that really confused me. Not because I don't know what scripture says, but it was more so that it confused me because this person would say this on a gospel radio station. And so that being said, it was really on my heart that we need to discuss this. And I really want to bring clarity to this topic. And so with that being said, tonight I have my co-host Erica Finner on. And Erica, are you there?
I am. Good evening. I'm excited to be here.
Don't she look so pretty, everybody? See, you guys thought she just had a face for radio, didn't you? See, she could be on TV too, looking like a news anchor. But
we do record it just for a podcast. I do have a face for radio.
take the dub, Erica.
Thank you. Take the win.
Okay. All right. Erica, we this is a topic. You know, we were all talking about this, and we were all texting back and forth on this topic. So, you know, the Lord just really put it on my heart that we need to bring clarity to this. So also we invited on Tiffany Carter. You know, she's a good friend of the show and family. How you doing, Tiffany?
Hello. Good evening, everyone. Good evening.
Good evening. So good to have you.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
You're so awesome. Thank you for taking
the time out. Absolutely.
And of course, last but not least, we have Jimmy and Esperanza Lohman, two powerhouse juggernaut, a wife power couple for the kingdom. I mean, they just do it all. And I've known Jimmy since we won't get into that because he likes to tell too many secrets, things he don't need to be telling, you know, looking at book code. But my sis, thank you for her because she keeps him in line. Thank you, sis. How you guys doing tonight?
Hello.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for having us.
Man, it's so good to have you guys on. I know you guys are so busy in ministry. And just for those who don't know, Jimmy and Esperanza, one of their ministries, because God has called them to quite a few ministries, one of their ministries is marriage counseling. So I really thought that their expertise in that area would be appropriate for tonight's topic. And I begged. I'm not even gonna lie. Did I say I begged? I think I hounded him all day, really. I like probably threatened him too, like get a little bit manipulation.
Yes, you did. I did.
But you know what? He's a good friend, and this is what best friends do, right?
They show can do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That. So, elementary.
Yes, yes. We go back like, you know, dirt naps. I mean, we go way back like babies with pacifiers, you know, so yep. we really go back. But so guys, you heard the opening, you heard the topic, you heard the scenario here. This is about not about shaming or making anyone feel bad or anything, but this, you know, a lot of times we just don't know, you know, and that means even as believers, we just don't know, you know, this hammers home the importance of studying of our word, right? Because even though we read it, sometimes we're not studying it. So this, again, no condemnation, right? We're not here for that, but we are here to bring clarity because I believe that's what God wants us to do. He's not seated us in this place to do this in this platform, not to address real life situations. So that being said, I'm going to open up the floor right now. And I'd like to, I'm going to ask you, Tiffany, what's your perspective on this?
So it's funny you would choose me to talk first. But my perspective on this is very interesting. You even wanted to talk about this because for me, I don't think or I don't believe it is okay to be legally separated and dating unless you're dating the one that you're legally separated from. I just believe that when you break it all down and look at the root of it, you are still in a covenanted relationship with that person and with God, right? Because whenever we got married together, we did it with God as the head, you know, meaning, you know, when you connect, it's biblical, right? Marriage, it really is biblical. It started there. So of course, when you connect, God is there, whether the couple chooses to live that way or not, God is there, right? So even though we're legally separated, we're not divorced. That certificate is not given. So we're still one. Maybe legally we are in two separate places physically and maybe even mentally, but legally we are still one. So to me, I don't have the spiritual or even the moral right to date anyone because I'm still spiritually tied and connected to you. And that's how I look at it. It's more than just a legal thing. This is a spiritual thing. This is a spiritual thing. And for me, if there is no certificate of divorce or there is no divorce or, and I'm not an advocate for divorce. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying if there is, that is not stated, there's nothing that says that, then you are still connected. And if you're still connected, anything outside of that to me will be considered a form of adultery. And I don't believe that that's God's will.
Amen. I love that. You know what? You said that so eloquently. I mean, you sure you haven't been doing this?
I'm positive.
Hold on here. I mean, wow. So Erica Finner, what's your take?
So my take has actually evolved since we first had this conversation, because I was like, well, are they separated or are they, you know, legally declared single? Like there's different levels to this. And then last night I went to dinner with a few cousins and one of them is divorced. And I was like, I'm recording the podcast tomorrow. What do you think? And she was like, absolutely not. She was like, you should not date as someone who has been divorced. She was like, I did not date until my divorce was final. And I was like, that's so interesting. I didn't you know, I actually didn't notice. I should have paid more attention. But she was just like, everything you're going through emotionally, like, you have to mourn that. She was like, you don't need to do that and be in a relationship with someone else. And then today I thought about it from the perspective of myself as a single female, of how would I feel if I went on a date with someone and found out that they were legally separated, but not divorced, so legally still married. And I would not be okay with that, because even though you could be having it could be a very amicable situation, I believe that I should not be involved in that. I should not have any part in that until it is separated and final, until you are no longer divorced. Because I, even if you are separated, am still dating a married man, and you are married to someone who is not me. So I just from a, in, you know, the last thing is just, there are things that need to be done in good taste, right? And even if everything, it, you know, it's above board, you want to make sure that what you're doing is decent and in order. And just because you have peace about it doesn't mean it's right. And truthfully, you probably don't really have peace about it. And you're just telling yourself that you want to do what you want to do. So just from a, you know, all around perspective, I'm with Tiffany that you shouldn't date. You shouldn't have relations until it's finalized. And sorry if it's inconvenient that it's taking longer than you'd like, but marriage should not be an easy thing to get out of. Yes. It's a very big commitment. You are committing your life to someone. Sorry, it's your separation and divorce isn't according to your timetable, but I'm going to have to say as a single female, no, thank you. Let me know when this is over and done with, because what I also don't need is to be pulled into court and, or find out that you're not really separate. It's, yeah. So
messy.
Yeah.
And let me just be clear to iterate something I did not iterate. This is from the perspective of someone who is a believer. Now, I want that distinction matters, right? Because, you know, we know the world, they do what they do. But if you are, we're talking, this letter came in from someone who is a professed, you know, believer, who's a born again Christian, right? So they profess Christ, right, as their savior. So I want to put that out there, because that does make a difference. Now, I want to bring in Jimmy and Sister Espy, Pastor Loman and Prophetess and Loman over there, Sue, as well. So I want them to come in and give us some perspective from a biblical standpoint.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna let my wife go first.
I'm glad that that you reiterated what you did, Isaac, because I love the name of this talk. You know, it's a God idea. It's a God idea. So if we come from God's perspective, the first thing that comes to mind is the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. That's what the scripture tells us. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. And when it comes to marriage, you know, like Tiff said, is a union that is made before God. It's made before God. Whatever side you're standing on, if you're the one wanting to date, if you're the one, if you're the other spouse, if you're the person who's being asked to go on the date, what's being violated is a covenant before God. And so, like Erica said, I don't want no parts of that, mm-hmm. You know, because it's not really about people. It's not even about, you know, the court. God is sovereign. And if you can get by the court, you can't get by God Almighty.
Come on.
So the beginning of wisdom for this whole topic is fear God, fear the Lord. There's a scripture that I have before me. It's Ephesians 5:25. It says, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Mm. I go to this passage because God uses marriage as an example of his commitment to his church.
Yes.
Now, if he would make that comparison, how sacred is marriage? How sacred is marriage if Christ, who died, suffered, was tormented, reduced himself to flesh that he might love her and win her and protect her? How sacred is marriage? We can't, like Erica said, it shouldn't be that easy to just make those kind of decisions. Yeah,
I think that and I would, it's just, if I could add, and sis, both of you guys just said it so clearly and just kind of laid a foundation for us here. But we just have to understand, you know, that the Father has boundaries. He has boundaries, and the boundaries is also known as laws. You know, there's a way that he just doesn't do things just happenstance. They're strategically laid out. You know, I was talking to my brother Isaac earlier today, and I was telling him, like, you know, I can say, guys, I'm not into science. I don't like the science aspect of it. I'm not one of those science gurus. I don't like that. So, and I think even the law of gravity, you know, is man-made. I don't get all into this stuff. I can debate all I want. And I can climb up on a two-story house and say, I don't believe, and jump off and see what my opinion changed the law. It would not change the law of gravity. So the law of gravity is not soliciting for my opinion. It does not care how I feel about the situation. So I don't care, sister, I love you. I don't know you, whoever you are that wrote in or said whatever, but I will say, I don't know you. You can walk past me and I won't, but I will tell you, if you happen to come across this video, that how you feeling lonely, don't change the law of God. It doesn't change the principle of God. That's why we cannot get in our emotions. Our emotions will get us in trouble, because our emotions, we have people that's in prison today that never been in trouble all their lives and got upset, and a moment of rage have them on death row right now. Wow. A moment of rage got them listed. They got, and if not on death row, some of them are in cemeteries because a moment of rage. I felt a certain way at this time, and it cost me my life. Wow. And so we don't have the option to just come in and just say, well, I feel this way. Now I can usurp authority and change the rules that God had implanted in eternity. I don't want to take
bro,
over.
Yeah, but bro, yeah. I mean, powerful stuff. So I'm gonna get a little personal. You know, I've been married before, right? I got divorced 15 years ago, and I remember it like it was yesterday. You know, I was in the military, and I got like one letter the whole 13 weeks I'm in basic training, right? And I'm like, something's going on. And I had this dream that something was going on. And long story short, I got to leave a pass. I was up in Maryland, right? I was in Fort Meade, and I got orders that allowed me to fly home to get my car. And I didn't let her know I was coming because I had called home, and some guy, I checked the messages, you know, check the voicemail or whatever. And some guy's like, hey, baby, I'm on the way to get you. You know, I tried to call you a couple of times, but you ain't answering your phone. I was like, what? So I drive home, right? It's about a 10-hour drive. And I go to her job. She's on the phone with the guy. And so she drops the phone real fast and everything. And then I grab the phone. I run out to my car, lock the door, and call the voicemail because he left a voicemail. And I call him. And, you know, he's telling me, you know, hey, she said you guys were divorced and all this. But so we weren't, though. We weren't even proceeding anything like that, right? Long story short, we tried to really work it out, you know, because, and this goes to what we're talking about, right? It wasn't, even though I knew something had been going on, I still knew what the word of God said. And, you know, and I knew that, you know, if I can forgive her, I can try to get, because there's always two sides, right? There's always, maybe it's something I did too. So I'm looking at, you know, if I, maybe some things I can work on that can make her feel more secure and whatever. So we went and sat down and did the counseling thing, but she decided it wasn't for her. She didn't want to stay married. So, but prior to that, so I go back to my base because I had to be back in a week. And I remember her floating the option of, well, let's just be separated. And I was like, absolutely, positively, no way. Because you already said you don't want to. So what good does will it do if I'm in Maryland and you're in Atlanta, right? And we're separated. You know, the spirit is willing is what the word says, but the flesh is weak. So in that regard, one of us already been weak. That just means that I'm going to get weak at some point, right? So I'm up here in Virginia, Maryland area. I'm by myself. And what happens? So I do understand the sister wanting to go on a date. But I was like, no, either you're going to be with me or you're not. We need to go ahead and close this out. Because I understand something. God will not bless a mess. Let me say that again, y'all. God ain't in it if it's messy. That's not him. He is not the author of confusion.
Amen.
And I didn't want that, you know? And so I'm saying this to say to anybody listening and in that situation or in that predicament, understand that you need to handle your business, right? And like Tiffany said, it's no small thing. It broke my heart, you know, because not just because of her, but more because I felt I was letting God down. And as you heard on many podcasts, I've shared with you guys that was the night I prayed and cried out to the Lord. And the next day he appeared to me and said, Isaac, you have not let me down, for the host is still within you.
Yeah.
So, but I felt like I let him down. It broke my heart. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's how we need to feel about breaking any kind of covenant, whatever it is, not just even marriage, but whatever covenant that it is that we take. We need to make sure that if God is in it, I think, well, in the Old Testament, it says that we shouldn't even come into covenant with God. Mm-hmm. You don't just make a covenant with God. Right. So right. It's not something we should take lightly. So I'm roundabout saying, guys, I am absolutely positively against anyone going on dates that you are still married.
That's right.
That is divorce. Right. That is adultery.
Yes.
We're not tipping around. That's adultery. And I was telling Bo today, it doesn't matter if it's the law of the land that I can get a divorce, you know, in 30 minutes or 30 seconds or 30 days, you know, or it doesn't matter that the laws of the land are what they are. Like, legally separated means, you can go and date according to the laws of the land. But there is, God has given us common sense too, and he has also written his laws on our hearts.
Yes.
And so we know right from wrong. We know when we should not be doing certain things. We can't. So like sis just said, SB said, we're going to stand before a holy God one day, and he's going to say, you knew all of this. Mm-hmm. He's going to say, I don't want to hear that. Mm-hmm. You knew.
That's right. So
don't tell me that it's the law of the land says the two men can get married and it's called a marriage. Well, we know that what God says about that. That's not his law. Right. And if we're believers in Jesus Christ, professing him as our God, as our King, we know better, right?
Right.
And so I'm gonna pass the ball a little bit here, because I mean, I'm very passionate when it comes to God's word. Yes. I don't think
you should be.
The scriptures also tells us that we are pilgrims passing through, and one of the biggest mistakes that sons of God make is that they are lining their lives up according to this world. Mm-hmm. And we have it's a whole different set of rules. It's a whole different agenda. Like Paul said, I'm here because of y'all. It benefits mm-hmm. y'all. Mm-hmm. But for me, if you ask me, mm-hmm. I'd rather be in the bosom of my Father. To live is Christ. To die is gain. It's a fixed fight if I go, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, because I'm going to win, you know. But I'm here to benefit. And if you're not here with that same mindset, the Lord, you got me here. So you want me to be a manifested son. You want to get your glory through this vessel. Mm-hmm. If that's your, that's why I just don't understand. A lot of that mindset comes from these ministers and pastors and everything that's promoting getting yours. What do I have to get here? I'm storing up for my crown in heaven. What do I have here? I'm here on assignment.
Yeah.
And that's right. It. Yeah. You know, right. That's it. As Franz and I have three children. We have two boys and one girl. And my job is to be daddy. I'm not your homeboy. I'm not your buddy. I'm not your problem. I'm on assignment to raise you to be young men and women of God, and so that you can be an example, and you can, and I'm trying to, daddy and mommy trying to get to heaven, and we're gonna secure and make sure that you can get there too. That's my job. My job is not to be your buddy. And so when you come in, when you come with this perspective and trying to embrace what the world is embracing, you off track already. You off track already, you know. I mean, you know, Kurt Franklin has a song that shows how the sons have drifted. It says, I just want to be happy. I just want to be happy. Brother, you got an assignment. It's not about you. And when you give your life to the Lord and you receive salvation, that man dies. That old man dies, and we are quickening. We have been raised with by a quickening spirit. So now Jesus, now the Holy Father works in our members. So we are we're on assignment for Him now. And like I told you earlier, Isaac, that flesh is dead. Mm-hmm. That old man is dead. Mm-hmm. And like I said, man, when we talked earlier, if I am a person that do not like when I was living, did not like emotional, you know, situations or touchy, feely, I didn't like to be hugged or touched or whatever. And if I'm laying in the front of that church in that casket and you come up to me and you give me a big old hug and a wet one and I sit up and start debating with you, we all got a problem.
We running. That's what we
because you don't expect the dead man to respond.
Right.
Follow you.
You don't expect the dead man to respond. So we out here with all these emotions and responding. And my question, are you really dead?
Mm. That's a good question.
And you key in on that scripture, because when we were talking about it, remember I said, you know, Jesus told us what the criteria was to be his disciple. He said, anyone that's gonna follow me must pick up his cross, die daily. Mm-hmm. He gotta pick up that, die first, then pick up his cross, then follow me. Die, pick up cross, follow. Mm-hmm. Right? So if I'm dead, right, that means that I deny me. I deny my thoughts. I deny my flesh. Mm-hmm. I deny my will, my wants, my way. Mm-hmm. I say, Lord, everything that I am is yours. Everything that I have is yours. Anything that you need of me, you need but tell me what to do. Not ask. Tell me what to do.
Yeah.
He's a king, y'all. He is the king of all kings. And he's loving. But there's only one thing that matches God's grace and his mercy. That's his wrath. Okay? Ooh. So we can't be playing with him like that. Just Bo just said, I am daddy. And them kids, when he tells his kids to do something, it's not a whole bunch of... He's not asking for their opinion.
Not soliciting for their opinion.
It's not a debate.
It's not a conversation. It's not even a conversation.
Mama and daddy say do, you do. And that's the same thing with Abba. When he said do, you do. That's it. And he said what to do in his word. So there's no debating. And our feelings are not facts. Feelings are not, I feel like somebody. No, it don't matter how you feel. It's not a fact. I feel like I should be able to go out and be treated like a man, you know, a lady or a woman. It don't matter how you feel, boo-boo. You still married.
That's right.
Or homeboy, you can't be going out dating, man. You got a wife. Yeah, she living over there across town, but you still got a wife. You can't do that. We're not endorsing that. So get in the comments after this is on YouTube, and we love to hear your perspective, and we'll be praying for you. But this is what we're doing. This is what we believe. This is what the Word of God says, and this is what we're following. So you can say that, you know, we're kind of in an antiquated way of thinking, or, you know, primitive way of thinking. But guess what? I'm not standing before you one day. So I will not give an account to you one day. I will give an account to God one day. And I'd rather take my chances of walking in what he says and what he believes. But as Peter says, should I listen to men or should I listen to God? I'm listening to God.
That's right.
So
you know, antiquated or not, doing the right thing doesn't get old. Like, it doesn't go out of style. Now, it may become less and less popular. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that it isn't the right thing to do. It just means that there are other people who have decided that this is the life I'm like, no, I'm not living for this. Like, I am a visitor here. I what I do here affects my eternity. So
that's right.
Also, I you know, I know I've said it already, but choose peace. Like, who wants to choose messiness? It's a headache. You lose sleep. It's a lot to be in a messy situation.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. It's not worth it.
It's not. I wanted to add, if you didn't mind, I'm glad you brought that up, Isaac, because I share this a lot now. Initially, I was full of shame. So y'all know I am married now. Yes, I'm in my second marriage. First marriage was adultery, abuse, and abandonment. Stayed as long as I could. It began to affect the children. So I had to make a decision to leave because I had a son and a daughter. I didn't want to teach him, this is how you show a woman you love her. I didn't want to teach her, this is what a man loves you looks like. So there was a separation period. He moved to a completely different state. I was here. Raised in church, I had backslidden a little bit, still believed, just didn't live like it. Let me keep it real. So at this point, I'm like, okay, God, I got these two kids. I know better. I have to get my whole entire life together. And I can't do that without you. So yes, I have been this, and this. It's just me, you, and these children. So I didn't know what he was doing. I knew he was away, and I was here. And so I began to be a part of ministry, you know, digging in relationship with God, just getting back on track. And so, of course, I felt myself getting stronger because you went from married to single parent of two kids, right? And so then the notion or the suggestions of dating began. And it was like, no, I'm still married. Yeah, but you don't know what he's doing. And I don't need to know what he's doing. I know that it's not right for me. I have an opportunity to get back in right fellowship with God, grow, learn more of who I am and why I even got in this predicament in the first place, and be the example to my daughter and my son. And so I just continued on, and it was about maybe a year and a half. We were separated for about 2.5 years before the divorce was finalized. And that entire time I didn't date, didn't talk to anybody on the phone, didn't want anyone to court me, because at that moment I felt like I would be not so much as cheating on my then husband, but I felt like I would be cheating on God, the one that I asked to restore me.
That's right.
That I asked to put me back on the path, because I knew that I was out of sync with him. I wanted to be back in sync. So why would I deliberately do something that would take me, that would annihilate everything you and I had been working so hard to get to? Like, not to say I didn't think about it. Well, yeah, I was lonely, but then really, am I lonely? Because I get to cry out to you and ain't nobody interrupted me because these kids leave. So I get to cry out to you. I get to tell you, God, I am lonely. I do want companionship, but I don't want it, this broken person. I don't want to be just in another relationship. Like, who am I, God? Who am I, really? And so the focus got off of how I was feeling. So let's get down to it. Because you're not going to be good to these kids at all, Tiffany. You're not going to be good to any companion if I give you one, if you don't even know who you are. So right. This is why you chose this. You were broken when you chose this. You were vulnerable when you chose this. Now you're bringing all this stuff to me. So now I can put you back together. And now I am the first man you have ever been in love with. So now when you do choose and when you do move, you move out of relationship with me. I couldn't do that if I'm legally, I wasn't even legally separated. We were just physically separated, okay? Physically separated, but dating somebody. I ain't going to be able to hear God clearly. Mm-mm. I can't. Not at all. I'm you know, playing with this sin here, yet trying to do this here. This is like a gravitational pull, as Pastor said. And we all know when it's a gravitational pull, that thing can pull you down quick if you ain't careful. So why not just let go of this? Yes, I want it to happen. If it's your will for me to get married, God, if it's your will for this to happen again, you gonna do it. But right now, my focus is that me, part. You, and these children. I can't do this. And so that was my conviction. And that was my that's my encouragement to anyone who's dealing with this. Ask God for that deep conviction. I'm not going to say that you're not going to have those thoughts or those feelings. Don't get into them. Yield not to temptation. Right. But be delivered from that. Right. Lord, give me a deeper conviction, because remember, my covenant is with you first. So give me a deeper conviction that, okay, he looks nice, but so does this word. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Whatever it is, keep me connected to you. Amen. So I yield not to that. Let me do that. And that was my prayer. I need a deeper conviction, because I can say this openly, because my family know who I am. I come from family on a side of my family that it wouldn't have been nothing to go on a date. I didn't want that. I was always like, I'm gonna do the opposite, because again, I have a child, and that's just something as a woman, you want to have integrity. You know, Eric, as a single woman, you want to be a single woman or woman, period, Pastor S, be known as a woman of virtue and integrity and morale. Yes. So no matter what situation I'm in, you're going to be able to say, oh, okay, integrity, morale. You know what? If that was me, I would. I have never seen, you know, who was that? Okay, Ruth, Esther, whatever. I'm able to look like someone in the Bible, okay, that is of integrity, virtuous, and more. I'm able to live a life that has some manifestation of scripture in it. So that's my thing. Pray for a deeper conviction and your loyalty to God, especially when you find yourself in that type of situation. Yeah. I'm sorry, I didn't talk that much.
No, you know what? That's what I'm talking about, Eric, Tiffany, because this shows how transformative the word of God was in your life. You know, we all fall short, right? All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. I know I did, you know, I'm transparent, you know. I know that I grew up in church. we stayed in church, you know, and like I said, first chance I got, I was gone. But that was that one thing, though. I said, oh, I'm not doing that. You know, God takes that very serious, and I'm just not going to be creating messiness. But this is what I would offer. And I think it sounds like it's the same for you. When we do it God's way, when it's handled according to his word and his will, he'll restore us. Mm-hmm. He gave me a wife that I couldn't have even imagined I would get, right? My wife is amazing, you know? And here we are in coming up on our 8th year of marriage, you know? So that would be double the years I was married for. that's what God does. He gives you that double portion, right? And she's a virtuous woman, and she is, you know, she my girl, you know, you guys.
Mine too.
definitely above his pay grade, but you know, I'm just.
You know what? See, some people always got to be messy, you know, just messy. You know, SB, do something with him, please. Please do something. I thought we were going to be. You know, old blockhead joke. I always got to bring some noise in here. But you know, guys, I think that we said what needs to be said. I mean, the scripture is clear on this. God is clear on this. There's no need for us to, you know, go back and forth on it. You know, I think we are all on. You know, where two or more have agreed, God was here in the midst, you know, and Jesus was right here agreeing with us. And he's like, that's right. So I know when God laid this on my heart to do this topic, you know, because it's always, like SB said, it's always his idea. Like, this stuff that I have thought about, right, that I want to do, but he has not released me to do. And I'm talking like 7-8 months ago. And he's like, I ain't released you to do that. So I ain't doing it. Right. So because. And he doesn't he will give me an understanding of why too, right? So if it's going to be a topic that's going to cause discord in the body, that's not necessary, he won't let me do it. So I know, like, a lot of people that listen to the podcast thinks that the topics are so provocative and they stir up things. Trust me, those have been topics that I've been released to talk about. And look at how the Holy Spirit handled this. I mean, he brought the right nucleus of people together tonight so that we could talk about this. No one compromised the word of God. But, you know, in trying to satisfy the masses, we just, you know, we're just telling like he says it is. So I want to thank Erica. I want to thank Tiffany. I want to thank Espy. And I guess I thank Jimmy too. Let me just tell y'all a quick story about this joker, though, before we get off air here. You know, I'm about to put you out there. Oh, we was about, I think 14. You know, when we were 14, this was about 1983, 84. And for me, I think he was about 17 or something like that, but calling himself 14. Anyway, but we was walking down this dark road, right? Because I got a chance to get out the house because I was a church boy. I couldn't go anywhere, right? I got a chance to get out. I was going to go to this little party, this little house party or whatever, like our friends. It wasn't number Kool-Aid and Punch or, you know, what none of that, you know, craziness going on. But, you know, back then, you know, you go somewhere, you get dressed up, and, you know, you got the hard bottoms on. You can hear them clinking, clacking down the street, right? So we grew up in Florida and outside, it's in Oviedo, Florida, outside of Orlando, right, where the University of Central Florida, that area is. And so we were walking down the street one night, right? Now, he's supposed to be my boy. We walking down the street one night and, you know, walking through by the woods on both sides and something hit those woods so hard. And I tried to run. This joker held me. Like, how you going to hold your boy? You,
there's
like,
always like, two sides to the shield.
Nah, but we boys though, right? And I'm going to tell one more thing on you too, Bo. And we used to play football together on the same team, right? You know, Pop Warner football, you know, and we meet the bus to pick us up in the morning, like way early in the morning on Saturday morning, like just still dark out. And it used to be this real big owl that used to come out there, right? Be flying by you. He laughing because he know. Have me shivering out there, scared, right? He's like, man, that owl, man, you know, I seen that joker pick a whole person up before. He was telling me all kinds of stuff, you know, and I'm believing it, right? I'm just like, you know, so the owl flew over us one morning, right? And I, man, look, I about almost ran halfway.
He lost it.
I mean, now, what kind of friend is that, y'all? You scaring people like that.
Friend with a great sense of humor.
Yes. Great sense of humor.
Y'all wrong for that. Don't be concerned that with him. Don't do
I grew up with cousins who like who just terrified me, took me to see The Ring, didn't tell me what it was about. So I think you might have gotten off a little easier.
I was always the pretty boy, so I just tried to motivate him to get some more weight on him. So the owl wouldn't be able to pick him up. I would worry about the owl picking me up.
Yes, but you gonna let him do me like that, yes,
listen, you can do nothing with him, neither can I.
Pick on me, talking about, I wanted to be a cowboy in kindergarten, right?
Before everybody there was Woody. There was Woody on the cowboy boots on,
a cowboy hat on. I even had the six shooter like gun holster that you get for Christmas. I had the six shooters and everything. And this joker, man, he laughed at me. I'm in school, man, and I got the six shooters on and everything. Everybody laughed at me, and he helped. Supposed to be my boy.
As like I said, before there was Woody with the Toy Story, there was Isaac Cobb.
Why did you know? But this is how far, I say all this to say, this is how far we go back. Amen. And I thank you, man, for coming on. You know, I love you, boy.
I love you, man.
And you know, for coming on and Tiffany and Erica.
Tiffany, you know, it was awesome to meet you guys, and Erica, it's awesome. It was. Meet each other.
Likewise.
I think before we wrap, Isaac, I think someone, Jimmy, was it you or was it Esperanza? Somebody wanted to say one more thing.
If it's okay with you, Isaac, there's a scripture I just wanted to
please
to share and leave us with. It's Ephesians 1:3-4, and it was so appropriate as I listened to Tiffany and just her passionate love toward God. It says, "Blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." Verse 4 says, "According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love."
Amen.
We who are born of his spirit, we who call ourselves Christians, if we truly have the Holy Ghost, we have his spirit and we stand before him in love. And what I heard inside of Tiffany's
you know, explanation of her situation inside of her, every moment of her life, she is in love with God. And when you really love somebody, you can't just hurt them. When you really love somebody, sin is still a reproach to God. Disobedience is still an offense to God. And when you're dealing with somebody that loves God, you can take all of the laws of the land, set them aside. You can let everybody say whatever they want. That person is going to honor God.
Yes.
And so I just want to add that we are accepted in the beloved, and we ought to love him back. We ought to love him back. And that's what I heard in you, Tiffany. That is the inspiration to love God. And these things will not be a struggle. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, woman of God. Thank you, man of God. Thank you, women of God. And you know what? The ladies held it down here tonight. I'm going to have to go ahead and get us to the ladies tonight, y'all. They held it down. See, God knew what he was doing, Bo, when he said that man shouldn't be alone, right?
Amen, man.
You know, he knew how the women was going to prop us up, keep us out of trouble. Amen.
They held it down tonight. Like the dream team was in effect. I think we was Charlie and they was the angels.
We was the water boys. But yeah, you know what? I'm glad of just being on the team. That's it.
And now all of us gonna get a ring if we get a Super Bowl. We all gonna get a ring.
That's it.
This was beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much for having us, for calling this conversation, and for calling the people that you called tonight. Because like you said, the Lord handled this with grace and beauty, and I just go away wanting to serve God more.
Thank you. I'm with you, sis. I'm with you. And and guys, for those of you out there, if you have not accepted Jesus as your Savior, if you have not pondered your eternal resting place or what happens next, we all do that though. I'm sorry, we lay down at night at the end of a day and you think about, especially the older we get, we begin to think about eternity. And listen, if you have not gotten to know him, now is the time to get to know him. Get to know him as your Lord before you know him as your judge. Okay. And guys, remember one thing also, it is always a God idea to have kingdom talk. We thank you. We love you. And we shall be back in 2 weeks, guys. We're going to be taking care of some personal things over the next couple of weeks. You know, Erica's blessed and she's taking care of her blessing over the next couple of weeks. Me and the wife blessed, taking care of some blessings over the next couple of weeks. And so we'll be back energized and ready to really dive into some more topics. Hopefully the Lord will give me some more stuff that he wants to cover. But we'll be back soon. Please, please, please like, subscribe, hit the notification bell so that you can be notified whenever we have a new episode come up. And Jimmy, if you'll come off mute there real quick, you have a YouTube page. Is that correct?
We do. That's right.
Our ministry is therockinternational.net. And then the YouTube page is The Rock International Outreach.
Thank you, Isaac.
Thank you.
It's powerful, y'all. If you're looking for, you know, biblical worldview, this is you need to be on The Rock International. Go ahead and like and subscribe and hit the notification bell on their channel as well, guys. We are all one body in Christ Jesus. Amen. There's no competition. If anything, we're competing to see who can love him the most. And guess what? You know what? We never gonna win. But guess what? We want you guys to be fed all the way around. Okay.
Amen.
So again, thank you guys. We love you guys. God bless you. And thank you for listening to It's a God Idea Kingdom Talk 101. Good night.
Love you guys.
Night.
Good night.
Love you.